Apartment People, champion, the trusted name in Columbus Living, brings you the District of Berkshire.
Man, it would be fun to live there, right by Tanger Outlet Malls. Oh my God, great location too, getting to and from Columbus, and a great deal right now.
Free rent until next year. Free rent until next year.
He ain't lying. Move in now, you don't pay rent until next year.
The District at Berkshire, available now at livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com. Breaking apartment news. The Champion people, you know, the people with the good apartments, bring you River Park of Dublin with this amazing deal.
No rent until 2026. Live in one of the coolest places in the city, right by Bridge Park, and you will not pay rent until next year.
I don't believe it.
I lie a lot, but not about this.
River Park of Dublin. Great location, great amenities, and now a great special. Okay, now go to livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And here are the headlines that made the year 1946.
January 29th, the Central Intelligence Group is established. The CIA in 1947.
February 12th, Isaac Woodward, an African-American Army veteran, is beaten and blinded by police chief Linwood Scholl in Batesburg, South Carolina, an event which is brought to national attention on Orson Welles' radio show.
March 21st, the Los Angeles Rams of the National Football League, newly relocated from Cleveland, signed Kenny Washington, making him the first African-American player in the league since 1933.
April 20th, Walt Disney's eighth feature film, Make My Music, is released. It is Disney's third of six package films to be released through the 1940s.
May 23rd, Dwarf Grill, predecessor of Chick-fil-A, a fast food chicken restaurant, is founded in Georgia.
June 6th, the Basketball Association of America is formed in New York City, later renamed the National Basketball Association.
July 4th, the Philippines is granted independence by the United States.
August 1st, President Truman signs the Atomic Energy Act of 1946, which establishes the United States Atomic Energy Commission.
September 22nd, Yogi Berra makes his Major League Baseball debut, entering a game for the New York Yankees against the Philadelphia A's and hitting a home run in his first time at bat.
October 16th, the United Nations' first meeting in Long Island is held.
November 1st, New York Knicks play against the Toronto Huskies at the Maple Leaf Gardens in the first Basketball Association of American game. The Knicks win 68-66.
December 5th, President Truman establishes the President's Committee on Civil Rights to investigate the status of civil rights in the United States and propose measures to strengthen and protect the civil rights of American citizens. These were some of the headlines that made the year 1946. And in 2024, 78 years later, you're listening to XY Podcasts. I am Scott.
I'm Sam.
And away we go. I was not around.
I don't even think my grandma was around.
Half of my DNA was around. My father was born that year.
That's right. What's his birth month?
June.
Same as my mom.
Yep.
Awesome.
So we're actually a day apart.
Oh, that's cool.
I was born the day after him. He maintains that I was supposed to come out on his birthday, but I was stubborn and didn't want to come out. So apparently I was in there, like, you know, with an anchor connected to my butt saying, "No, it's warm in here.
I want my own day. I will be royalty. Why would I give this up?"
That's why babies cry.
It's like, exactly.
It's like they get evicted and they didn't even know they were renting. It's like, it's cold out here.
Right. We resort back to that when we go outside now, especially in the wintertime.
Yeah. No umbilical cord. Now, they say that cutting the umbilical cord doesn't hurt. They're saying that, like, there's no nerves in it or anything. But
right.
Babies still seem to know.
They know it's freaking cold.
And they knew they're like losing their connection to like the apple juice and, you know, all the stuff that mom was drinking.
The donuts.
All that good stuff. The wine.
The wine.
I don't think my mom did that.
But that's why babies come out with hiccups.
Although, I don't think my mother drank while she was carrying me, but I know for a fact as an infant that I was given beer. There was actually photographic evidence of me being nursed with a pony bottle of beer.
Do you know what kind?
I don't. It was in a brown glass pony bottle, but I don't know what kind of beer it was. But I do know that the only way they could get me to drink milk again was they had to put milk in the beer bottle. So
now you know you're fine. You know, you're fine scotches and.
But what's funny is my brother is actually the beer connoisseur, not me. I mean, I like beer, and you know, I like some varieties, but I mean, my brother's had probably thousands of beers at this point. He catalogs them.
He's the spokesperson. I'm just kidding.
he might as well be. Every time he drinks something new, he you know, poses the bottle next to the glass with the beer in it and takes a picture on his phone. And I guess there's a number of people that do that, but yeah, he's a big IPA fan, which there are some IPAs that I can tolerate better than others, but generally I'm not a big IPA guy.
Right.
I think it kind of tastes like soapy water to me. You know, or I don't know, I think maybe it's more accurate to say IPAs taste like anger. They taste like hate.
You have a cold glass of hate.
Yes. Or in his case, the beer doesn't necessarily even need to be cold. He'll drink them just below room temperature. Yeah, he's one of these serious beer drinkers. But I will say he has introduced me to some rather tasty suds. So it goes both ways.
Shoot, I haven't drunk in 13 years, 14 years. That's been a minute for me.
I mean, you would probably like my brother, but that'd be one thing you guys don't have in common, because he's definitely a more seasoned individual when it comes to the spirits. I mean, we bond over our whiskeys and things like that. But
right.
Yeah, but as far as beers go, I'm a mere neophyte compared to him. He is a beer master.
Meister.
I think Meister. I don't know what the actual translation of. What does Meister mean?
Oh, I have no idea.
Denoting a person regarded as skilled or prominent in a specific area of activity. Ah, so that would be accurate. He's a beer Meister. Although some of the examples are Funkmeister and Gagmeister, I don't even want to know what that means.
I'm not Googling Gagmeister.
I don't even, that's something okay, that I'm you Googling expect it. That's something I would expect to hear on the Haktua Girls podcast, and she's got one now, I hear.
Oh, God.
I have not listened to it. I haven't even looked for it, but I just heard that like yesterday that the Haktua Girl has a podcast.
I don't know what to say. I'm Gagmeister, not usually one that loses words.
That's Gagmeister. That's, you know, anyway.
Hawkmeister to a master.
Mm-mm. Oh. Well. Anyway,
I did pick this year. I knew it was going to be hard for us.
Somebody picked 1946, and it was not me. I knew eventually we would have to start doing years that neither of us was around in, but you happened to go so far back. You know, if you round up, it's like a century ago.
Yeah, it was pretty much
78 years ago. So color hadn't even been invented. Actually, that's not true. I think Wizard of Oz was in color. color was a thing, but most times when color was actually an issue, it was determining which water fountain you could use.
Oh.
Segregation. Yes, it was pre-civil rights era, as was mentioned in the news headlines.
Yeah.
So yes, things were radically different in the United States back then. But we were coming out of coming down the backside of World War II, which pulled us out of the Depression.
Apartment People, Champion, the trusted name in Columbus Living, brings you the District of Berkshire.
Man, it would be fun to live there, right by Tanger Outlet Malls. Oh my God, great location too, getting to and from Columbus, and a great deal right now.
Free rent until next year. Free rent until next year.
He ain't lying. Move in now, you don't pay rent until next year.
The District at Berkshire, available now at livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com.
But cars were still big. Hairstyles were still big. Women wore skirts. I was going to say women wore skirts unless there was something wrong with them. At least that was the public perception.
That's still the thing today, I guess.
Well, women wear pants now. I mean, you know, slacks. Actually, just even less distinctions now.
I don't know. Bell bottoms are coming back.
Yeah, so you say. I don't have to wear them.
My daughter, she is one of the most colorful little girls. She wore like flower bell bottoms with a Sublime shirt, and it's all colorful with flowers.
Okay. I mean, bell bottoms for girls are, I guess, easier to pull off. I don't know that I'm going to like go into the office like wearing some like khaki bell bottoms.
Yeah.
Hey guys, groovy day out, huh? I'm hip.
I'm hip to the hop.
Can you dig it? You jive turkey.
She tells me that she's like, Dad, the 70s are coming back. And she's like, you're stuck in the 90s because I wear like these big Paco jeans and long shirts, hat backwards. And yeah. I'm like, I'm not stuck in the 90s. This is just comfortable.
Yeah, the thing about grunge is grunge never really goes out of style. At least I don't think so. But
I didn't think so.
The 60s were bad till the 70s blew them out of the water, and then like I said, the 80s are a whole different thing altogether. The 90s was like the first era of fashions in my mind where everyone was just like, we don't care.
Yeah, it was just, this is what I look like, accept me or not, you know.
I'm going out in public because my butt is covered. That's publicly acceptable.
Yeah. Now in the 90s, I was like, you know, 10, the oldest in the 90s. I had a jersey on. My pants were always sagging. They were always huge on me. Giant clothes.
Oh,
that was just the style, though.
But the 40s, men wore suits. Men dressed up.
Peaky Blinders, perfect example.
Don't watch that show. I've heard good things, but
it's amazing.
So, 1946, I believe it is my turn to go first.
It is your turn to go first, yeah.
I hate you so bad.
Well,
the movies from 1946 were plenteous. And most of them have something in common. I've not seen any of them. Because I was not alive then.
I was wondering why you haven't.
No.
I figured your dad would have watched them with you or something.
No, although my father, His daily television watching routine is he when he turns on the TV, he turns on Grit. So he's watching old Westerns. You'll be like watching The Lone Ranger and The Rifleman.
Not bad taste.
Or, you know, whatever. I think I heard a John Wayne film on earlier today. So he'll watch like these old Westerns. And then it switches over to Family Feud. And then after Family Feud, it's like court TV. You'll be watching like Judge Matheson, Hot Bench, and People's Court. And then Judge Judy wraps it up. Judy Justice, which I think is the latest version of Judge Judy's.
Yeah, I think so.
Court shows.
Judge Judy, she's ruthless.
She is. Quiet, sir. Quiet. I am talking. I am when I'm talking, you are listening. Get him out of here.
Was I talking to you?
She is brutal. I think for her, she's calmed down a little bit.
Yeah, now she's on Fox News.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Watch her every night.
Very interesting. All right, so the movies from 1946, my picks, as you'll imagine, I'm going to be racing through these. So I picked ones that I had a ghost of a chance of having seen. So,
a ghost of a chance. I like that.
The Beast with Five Fingers was interesting. I had not seen it, but you can't go wrong with a disembodied hand terrorizing people.
Some of these I want to check out. I'm just saying.
Okay, so The Kid from Brooklyn, starring Danny Kaye, which I'm pretty sure I caught some clips from, because I was a big Danny Kaye fan growing up. He was very entertaining and very funny. Although I understand that he might have been a bit of a jerk in real life, but I will never meet him. Because he's been deceased since 1987, so doesn't bother me that he was a jerk.
Yeah, he's you know.
A Night in Casablanca with the Marx Brothers. The Marx Brothers need no introduction. You know who the Marx Brothers were, right?
I know who the Marx Brothers were.
Okay, good. I just checking. So. The next two picks are Abbott and Costello flicks, Little Giant.
And no relation to Little Giants, the football movie.
None whatsoever.
Okay.
And The Time of Their Lives.
That sounds like a song.
It was, but I'm sure unrelated. Then one for sure that I saw from beginning to end. And don't remember anything about it because I saw it as a kid. And that's Song of the South. Oh, actually, I do remember one thing. Zip-bidi-doo-da, zip-bidi-yay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Anyway, I might have seen it once or twice.
Perhaps. It's that song is a meme, I think.
If it isn't, it will be now.
The Dark Corner with Lucille Ball. I picked that one because Lucy was a classy lady.
Classy lady.
Classy lady. The Road to Utopia with Bing Crosby and Bob Hope, which I'm pretty sure I did see. And Ziegfeld Follies with Gene Kelly, which was actually shot long before 1946, but it was released later due to, I think, some contractual issues.
Right.
And then my final pick from 1946 is a movie that I have not only seen, but I've probably seen upwards of maybe 30 times. And it's A Wonderful Life. with Jimmy Stewart.
Well, then.
For a moment there, I thought you might have gotten abducted by aliens. It got really quiet.
No. Oh, we might have some duplicates.
You don't say. Statistically speaking, that should be impossible, seeing that we've seen so few of these movies, but...
Oh, wait till I hit the 30s. No, I think this is as far as back as I'm going to go.
Well, eventually we're going to have to comb through the 20th century.
Yeah. Which wasn't all bad, just music taste. Some of it, most of it.
I feel like you're stalling.
Okay, so...
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I might be a procrastinator sometimes. I have two movies. This is the two that I've seen. The bad thing is you picked both of them.
Well. And?
My second movie is It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay.
And my first one is Song of the South.
You know, I knew it. I knew it. I totally knew it.
Oh, that's dear. The only two I've ever seen from that. I was looking through them. I was like, I don't know any of these. I'm just...
Well, okay. You know, television is going to be way worse.
I have bad news for you on television.
You didn't pick anything from television?
I have bad news. I didn't know any TV shows from 46.
Well, that's because they were all game shows. So they were all game shows, and game shows don't tend to be re-aired a lot.
So there's no reruns? I mean, just...
Why? I mean, I don't know why they rerun old game shows now. You know, I don't know why I would care about somebody winning money 30 years ago. They do air old game shows, but I mean, if it's not the Newlywed Game, it's really not that interesting. The Newlywed Game, those are reruns that are entertaining.
Yeah.
So how many times did you and your wife make whoopee last week? You know, those, I mean, Bob Eubanks just be getting into the dirt, you know. But as far as these game shows, I mean, I think quiz shows were all the rage, but with TV being so new, I mean, TV was like not even 10 years old at this point.
Right.
And they were just figuring out how to use it. But the TV shows that I picked, I found 10.
Because I do apologize in advance for not having any.
You're not sorry.
No, this is going to be great.
If you were sorry, you wouldn't have picked 1946. I feel like you are hoping for exactly this result.
Oh, remember when you caught me up on all those intros? Uh-huh. This is kind of like a payback.
Oh, petty much? Also, For TV, I'm just going to go right through these because I don't think anybody listening is going to know any of these shows. So you be the judge.
Let's hear it.
No, that's the name of the first show. See what you know. No, that's the name of the second show.
Mother Puss Bucket.
See What You Know is the name of the second show. Hourglass. Face to Face. Geographically Speaking. I can guess the theme with that one. Cash and Carry. I Love to Eat.
Yeah, me too.
Don't you dare. You are an artist.
I know.
That's the name of the next show.
Oh, okay.
Let's Roomba.
Boom, chicky, chicky, boom, chicky, boom. Boom, chicky, chicky, boom.
And Television Screen Magazine.
Uh-oh.
Ah, dear.
Dear Lord, this was great.
This is one of the most masochistic things I've done recently.
Just name some shows and I got some comebacks for them.
Oh, well, it's not like you have much else to discuss.
I mean, I had to say something, you know?
Yes, keeping up your end of the conversation. It's much appreciated. So since you don't have any television shows, I guess we should just move right into music.
Now, music I could speak a little bit more on.
What a relief. I've only got five picks. So
okay.
This would be one time where it would be nice if you held true to form and had like 20 music picks, but I somehow suspect that that's not the case this week.
That's not the case this week.
It is not the case this week. Does a few mean five?
A few means probably less than five.
does a few mean two? It does. Oh, I hate you so bad. All right, so my music picks are Get Your Kicks on Route 66. You're quiet. That's on your list, isn't it?
No, I was just hoping you'd break out into song.
Oh, no. No, not this week.
You
haven't earned it.
This is like a slap on the wrist, isn't it?
Okay. Let the Good Times Roll.
Mm.
Personality.
Who? My personality or yours?
That's the song.
Oh, okay.
'Cause you got personality. Anyway. Let It Snow.
Never heard it.
No, of course not. And I've not heard it every year at Christmas time.
But, yeah, that's one of mine.
That's a shame. And the other one is The Christmas Song.
The Christmas. I don't know that one.
Chestnuts roasting on it. Yeah, you've heard it.
Oh, yeah, okay. On an open fire?
Yes.
Okay.
That's on your list, isn't it?
No, that's
okay.
No, you're good. I do have three, and then like some information.
I'm all ears.
The first one is "I'm a Big Girl Now" by Sammy Kaye.
Okay, came across that one.
Yeah,
but then I said I only need five.
And then I have Let It Snow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And my third pick, before I tell you what I know, is Freddie Martin Symphony.
Symphony. That's the name of the song,
That's
Symphony?
Symphony, yeah.
That's like naming a mountain hill.
Yeah. Look at that tree. Wood. So,
Oh, you, that's a fine young man. What's your son's name? Boy. Well, I know what he is, but what do you call him? Boy.
what's what to say on the birth certificate?
Boy Jones. Jones had to give him a name.
God. I could see the 40s being like that.
Years ago, when I was part of a touring ensemble, we did a show out like in the rural area, and there was an election sign posted. It said, vote for Joe as coroner. Joe had no last name. It's just vote for Joe for coroner.
Vote for Joe. At least his last name was a camel.
There was only one Joe. That town was so small, there was only one Joe that could be running for office.
Full name wasn't even Joseph.
It's Joe.
Joe.
You, I think you said something about having some information that you wanted to drop.
Yeah, the reason I picked this year was this was the year that Fank, my goodness, cut that out. Frank Sinatra released his solo album.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
In 1943, he went solo, but in 46, he released a solo album called The Voice of Frank Sinatra.
Okay, one of the original crooners.
Exactly.
I've got you under my skin. Frank was a mixed bag. He really was. He did some really cool and great things. And he also did some rather gangstery things. But I tell you what, he played some locations where, the Jim Crow laws were very much in effect. And, even though it's like Sammy and Nat King Cole were headliners pulling down like hundreds of dollars a night, they were still making them eat in the kitchen and,
Yeah.
stay. And other hotels, where black folks were allowed and, they weren't. And, Frank was like, that bull's gonna stop right now.
Hey, yo, Tony, come here, Tony.
Yeah, he was like, hey, they eat when they eat where I eat, or, none of us are gonna play here. And,
That's how it should be, you know? It's like,
yeah, no, you got to give Frank props for that. I mean, he just, there was, he didn't compromise. I think somebody told, I think it was Sammy. Was it Sammy or was it another black artist that he invited them backstage to come, to come to one of his shows. And he was surprised that they didn't show up. And he found out that when they came to see him, they didn't let him in. And
wow.
that place got read the riot act.
Yeah.
Yeah, Frank. Frank was no joke. But I also heard, some rumors that he tuned some people up that pissed him off. Yeah, he tuned one dude up so good that he actually had to leave town, because the law was after him.
Jesus.
But hey, original Rat Pack.
That's why I picked it, 1946.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
I'm glad there was a reason for the pain then.
I had to wait until the end though so I could hear you suffer a little
I hope you're satisfied.
I could sleep well tonight.
Oh. Oh, because of some headlines that you read. I don't even remember what those headlines were.
You saved them, right?
So, yeah, every podcast we've ever recorded is still archived. So I could compile a best of Sam screwing up reel.
Oh, that's awesome. Wait a minute, that's not all. What about your screwing up?
Oh, well, everyone knows who listens to this podcast that I don't screw up.
Oh, I see how this is. Sam's
Yeah.
blooper
Yes. Why, that Scott is perfect every time.
How does he do it? That's because no one's on this end.
Oh, it's because he also cuts the episodes.
Scott, you are our editor, and I love it. Just throw me under the bus.
So actually, you did hear the what was the last week's episode? Did you listen past the music?
I did.
Okay, so then you heard the you heard the bloopers.
Yeah.
That might continue.
We're not always perfect.
No. We do make mistakes. Like say with our choices of year that
That was. I'm even sometimes like, I was looking at it, I was like, I'm regretting this. But it's too close to time to pick another year. We already did the research on, well, some of it.
Oh no, I mean you pick a recent year and that's the research is easy by comparison.
Yeah.
I have like I have Wikipedia open right now.
I do too. I've got resources at my phone, my
Yeah.
computer.
My computer's running really slow right now because I've got nine windows open.
And all of them say 1946.
Internet connection's dragging because I got both phones looking up stuff. But no, this was fun. It was fun for all the wrong reasons, but I enjoyed it nonetheless. It was entertaining. I'll make sure that we our next year is just as interesting.
Not gonna lie, I was impressed at how you got stuff together.
Oh, well. I mean probably I'm used to doing research. I because even when you review a contemporary film, you still gotta kind of do a little bit of digging to get some background information, on kind of the what went into getting the film made and and different sorts of things like that. So it's but I mean truthfully the internet does make it easier than it used to be. Could you imagine if we were trying to do this without access to Google?
Oh, it'd be almost impossible. It would be impossible.
Yeah,
Oh, well, unless you went to the library and went through the archives.
it would take us a month for one episode.
Right. When we could do it in a few hours.
Then you episodes would sound like this. So it my song choices. Just a second.
Going through pages.
Then you hear like a book drop.
Was Encyclopedia A through G.
My foot.
Leg.
Well, so I think we're about there. This might be a shorter episode, but that's all right. I think people will remember it, as we struggle to forget it.
This will
But
be one for the books.
yes, it most certainly will be. Time for some housekeeping, brother.
All right, I'll take us out. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and remember to trust everyone. Just don't trust the devil inside them.
Well said. And with that, I will say X.
Why?
See you later. And we're out. Man,
you're right. We should work on that.
We got to figure that out. I don't know. We'll do a hard count in our heads.
He must know something. But he don't say nothing.
Probably
he
a train wreck.
Keeps rolling. He keeps on rolling.